Good morning. Thank you for coming. May our learning be a merit. V'ilui nishmas mi'ira chaya nechama bracha lea shalom. Vas David Mordechai. Today's daf is daf hey. We're still discussing our Mishnah. Our Mishnah introduced the concept that a woman who checks herself and finds blood. So now we have three possibilities. Either we say, okay, there's blood now, so going forward she's tummy. That's called dayashata. It's enough for her moments. Or there's a possibility to say that if there's blood now, there may have been blood before. So every tahar item she touched, every truma, every other thing that we care that it be tahar, maybe it was really tummy, because there was blood now, maybe there was blood earlier. So that's the view of base of Hillel, Mipkida Lipkida. Everything going back is now considered Tameh, all the way up until the last check when she knew she was tough. Then we have the view of the Chachamim, who say that there's something in the middle. Normally it's 24 hours, and if there was a check within the 24 hours, then it's from now till the last check that whatever she touched is Tameh. And the Mishnah says, let's start again at the two dots on Dalet and Beis. Kol Isha Sheyesh Laveset. If a woman has a regular period, let's say she expects her blood every third of the month. So she checked herself on the third of the month, and that's when she found the blood. So then certainly everybody agrees, Daya Shata. We're not going to say that on the second of the month and the first of the month, the things that she touched her Tamei, because she has a Veset. And as the Gemara is going to say, Oreach Bizmano Ba. The guest comes at his time. So we know when the guest is coming. It's every month. It's on the third of the month. She found now, presumably on the third of the month. So since she found on the third of the month, a woman with such regularity, the tumah is only going forward. And there's no tumah at all retroactively. Starting at the two dots, says the Gemara, Le Masnisi, and let's propose that our Mishnah is Rabbi Dosa, he velo Rabbana. Maybe it's only the view of Rabbi Dosa. We're in Dalet Amud Beis. It's only Rabbi Dosa. The little Rabbanan, but it's not the view of the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan would hold that even a woman who has a veset, even a woman who has a regular period, and presumably we're going to see, presumably she's seeing blood on her regular period, she is tameh going back as well, not just from here and going forward. The Tanya went to Breiser, Belezer says, Arba Nashim Dayan Shaita. There are four women that everybody agrees, women, the women that we don't expect them to have blood. A woman who this is her very first time ever having her period. A woman who's post-menopause, a woman who's pregnant, a woman who's nursing. So you don't expect blood. So therefore, if there is blood, Dayan Shait, and their only tummy going forward. Basula, a woman who's never had a period before. Mubaras, a pregnant woman. Menika, a woman who's nursing. Uzkena, and a woman who's past the age of having a period. She's post-menopause. Rabbi Dosa says, no, I disagree. Kol Isha Sheyesh Lo Veset. Any woman with a regular period, Daya Shaita. Then we only have her being Tameh going forward, but not being Tameh retroactively. So presumably, our Mishnah says, Kol Isha Sheyesh Lo Veset, Daya Shaita, is exactly the words of Rabbi Dosa. So the Mishnah is only according to Rabbi Dosa, not according to the Chachamim. Answers the Gemara, no. Afilu tem Rabbanan. The Chacham also would agree to our Mishnah. Maybe ad kano pligi Rabbanan ledrib dosa. Elish lo b'shas vesta. When do the Chachamim say that a woman with a period has a tumah retroactively? That's when she had her blood, not at the time of her regular period. She normally sees blood on the third day of the month. But now she had blood on the first day of the month. So since the blood is coming not at the expected time, so maybe it came even before she found it. Maybe it was here before. So then she's tameh retroactively. Aval b'shas vesta. But if she sees blood on the third day of the month, when she's expecting to see blood, then modulate. Maybe the chacham agreed to Rabbi Dosa, and they agree that there's no retroactive tumah. And therefore, masnis in our Mishnah is b'shas vista. It's when she saw the blood on the day that she's expecting to see the blood. So even the chacham agreed that oreach b'zmano ba, the guest comes at its time. And there is no tumah beforehand. Everybody agrees to it. So the Gemara says, really? Michlal, that would then tell you, everybody agrees that if she saw blood the day that she's expecting it, that there's no tumah retroactively. That means that if she saw blood, she's a woman who has an expected date. She sees blood normally every third of the month. But if she sees blood now, not on the expected date, Here Rabbi Dosa says, still, Daya Shaita, there's no retroactive Tumah. The Chacham say, there's retroactive Tumah. Michlal Rabbi Dosa, that means that Rabbi Dosa holds Afilu Shlo B'Shas Vesta Amar. He's going to say that if she has a regular period, but she saw blood not on the regular period time, she's still only going to have Tumah going forward and no Tumah retroactive. If that's the case of Rabbi Dosa's view, then Ma'an Tana La'ad Tana Rabbanu. Who would be the Tana of the following Braisa? The Braisa says, Isha Shiesh Lavesed, a woman who has a regular period. Then Kisma, what happens if she has a stain? Now a stain, you don't know when the stain came, because the stain means that she finds blood on her. She doesn't know if she was there was no argash, there was no feeling. She doesn't really even know if it came from her. Maybe the stain came from somewhere else. But anyway, either way, she doesn't know when it came. So here we have a braisa that says a woman who has a regular period, when she has a stain, tamei l'mafreya, the garment is tamei not just when she found the stain, but even retroactively. Why? Shem tirish lo b'shas vesta, because if she would have a sighting of blood, not at the time of her regular period, then she would be mitamei slay, she'd be tamei retroactively for the last 24 hours. So therefore, if she has a stain is like a sighting, and therefore a stain also creates tumah on the garment retroactively. So 1 second, this is when she had a sighting, not at the time that she's expecting. So name Rabbanan Hivalo Rabbi Dosa. It's only Rabbanan who would say this, but not Rabbi Dosa. Would Rabbi Dosa say that even a woman who has a regular period, but once she has a sighting, not at the time of her regular period, she's still daya shaita, she only is tamei going forward. So this braisa that says explicitly that when she has a sighting, not at the time of her regular period, she is tamei for the last 24 hours retroactively. That's against Rabbi Dosa. So therefore, no. The Gemara rejects what he had just rejected and goes back to the original proposal. Afilu tamei Rabbi Dosa. No, this braisa is Rabbi Dosa. And therefore, al karchach lo pligi Rabbi Dosa la'ad rabbanan el b'shas vesta. When a woman has a regular period, if she sees blood at the time of her regular period, then Rabbi Dosa says she's only tamei going forward. Chacham says she's tamei retroactively. If she saw blood, though, not at the time of the regular period, that's also like a stain, and she's tamei retroactively, both according to Rabbi Dosa and according to the Chacham. Aval shelo b'shas vesta, she saw the blood not at the time that she's expecting. Modilu, Chacham and Rabbi Dosa both agree, and they say that she's tamei retroactively. So the Mishnah that says that a woman who has a regular period is only tamei going forward and is not tamei retroactively means she has a regular period and she saw blood at the time of the regular period. Umas nisin b'shas vesta. The Mishnah is saying that she saw blood at the time of the regular period. Rabbi Dosa, and it's only the view of Rabbi Dosa who says that when she has a regular period and she saw blood at the time of the regular period, then we don't go back at all and we only have tumah going forward. And the braisa is diri akol, and the braisa that said that when she saw blood, not at the time of the regular period, she would be tamei retroactively too, and therefore if she has a stain, it's like this, it's as if she saw blood not at the time of the regular period, and the stain also creates a tumah retroactively. That's something that everybody agrees. So the Gemara says, why'd you reject your rejection? Look me'ipcha, why didn't you keep it the way you had wanted to keep it, and say like this, the Mishnah is everybody's view, because the Mishnah is talking about where she saw blood at the time of her regular period. And the braisa though is not everybody's view. The braisa is only the view of the chachamim. It's not the view of Rabbi Dosa. So the Gemara says like this, a very important rule which explains a lot that's going on here. We could interpret the different sources and this argument between Rabbi Dosa and the chachamim in a way that's more lenient or in a way that's stricter. We're dealing here with taros. We want to be strict with taros. So therefore, we explain it in a way that's most strict. So let's go through the math, right? The calculation. If we would have said it the way at one point we were proposing, then it would have been like this. A woman has a regular period. If she sees blood at the time of her regular period, everybody agrees, she's only tamei going forward. If she saw blood off of the time of her regular period, she has a regular period, but she saw blood sometime not when it's regular period, Rabbi Dosa says, still only tamei going forward, and the Chachamim say, no, tamei now even going backwards. That's a more lenient view, because that means that everybody agrees that if she sees blood at the time of her period, then she's only tamei going forward. Or you have another option, which is to say, if she sees blood at the time of her period, only Rabbi Dosa says she's tamei going forward and not tamei going backwards, but the Chachamim say she's even tamei going backwards. And if she saw blood, not at the time of her regular period, everybody agrees that she's tummy going backwards. That's a stricter view. We'd rather have that stricter view. So since we want to have the stricter view, that's when we accept. Therefore, the Mishnah that says if she sees blood, she's a woman with a regular period, she's only tummy going forward, that's just the view of Rabbi Dosa. The Chachamim would disagree. Yeah, question?
If she has a regular period and she sees blood, but she can't be tummy going back unless she sees after a regular period, right? It can't be before.
According to Rabbi Dosa. According to the Chachamim, though, even if she saw blood at the time of her regular period, she's tummy going back. I would think the Chachamim. What's that? The Chachamim, that's what Rambam says. Okay. So now going back to the Braisa. Katani, the Braisa said, if a woman has a regular period and she finds a stain, so then we said she is tummy. Why? Why does the stain create a tummy going backwards? She's tummy even back from when she found the stain. Because it said, Shim tira shalo b'shas vesta, because if she would see blood, not at the time of her veset, if she'd have a sighting of blood, metame slaish, she'd be metame retroactively for 24 hours of the stain too. So what do you see? You have a rule, apparently there's a linkage between stains and sighting. Time of the Isha Shiesh Lavasa to the Pligir Abanan, main Kismalariyasa. Apparently, it's a woman who has a regular period. Because she has a regular period, the rabbis argue and they say that no, there's a difference between a stain and seeing. Hashar Nashim. Apparently, you see the other women, Amru Chacham Dayan Shaita, that the Chacham say, right? Because it's a woman, they're only tummy going forward and not tummy retroactively, namely, the pregnant woman who now has blood, or the nursing woman who has blood, or the woman who never had blood before now has blood, or the elderly woman who now has blood. So those women, Shamar Chacham and Dayan Shait, and the Chacham say that when they have blood, they're only tummy going forward. So we'll say there too, Kisman Kiri'iyasan. We'll say if they have a stain, it's as if they have a sighting. So the same way with those women, if they have a sighting, it's always going to be only tummy going forward. It's not going to be tummy retroactively ever. So if they have a stain also, it's not going to be tummy retroactively. It'll only be tummy going forward. Mani, who is the view of this? Braisa, says the Gemara, B'chanina ben Antignos. See, it's the view of B'chanina ben Antignos. Gam Reviewed Amar Shmuel, Mishub B'chanina ben Antignos. Reviewed us the name of Shmuel, the name of B'chanina ben Antignos. Kol Anashim, all the women, Kisman Tame Lamafreya, if they have a stain that creates tuma retroactively, that we say whatever touched the garment also became tame, all the way back to the last time the garment was washed. However, Vinashim Shamu Chachamim Dayan Shaitan, but those four women that the sages said that if they have a sighting of blood, they're only tame going forward, namely the pregnant woman, the nursing woman, the woman who has never had blood before, and the woman who's postmenopause. Kisman Kiri'iyasan, if they have a stain, it'll have the same status as a sighting. And therefore, there's no tumor retroactively in the case of a stain. There's only a tumor going forward. Chutz, an exception to this, is mitinokas, shalohi giyazman aliros. A girl not only has never had blood before, she's not even old enough to have blood. She's, I don't know, 7 years old. We don't expect any blood from her. Such a woman, if she has a stain, even if her sheets are filled with blood, in choshen la, since she's not old enough to have blood, we are sure that this blood in her sheet didn't come from her. She didn't notice. She thinks there's no other place that it came from. Must have come from something else. I don't know. Maybe there was a person who was bleeding. Something else happened. Some birds came and dropped blood there. Something else happened. Certainly didn't come from her.
Maybe she's bleeding for a different reason.
Yeah, maybe her foot is bleeding. Can't be the menstrual blood. We're sure it's not menstrual blood. She's 7 years old. It's no way. Okay. Ask the Gemara. 1 second. You're saying it's all the view of Rabbi Chanina. Umi is the Rabbi Chanina cloud. Does Rabbi Chanina hold that in these four women there's a concept of a stain creating any tzuma, even going forward? All women, if they have a stain, so the stain creates tuma. But nashim shamu chacham and dayan shaitan, with those women that the sages said, that once there's blood, there's only tuma going forward, but there's no tuma retroactively, namely the pregnant women and the nursing women, etc. Those women, Kisman Tamit, their stain is Tamit. Put Reb Chanina ben Tignas Omer, Nashim Shamar Chacham and Dayan Shaita. Those four women that the sages have said that their blood makes them Tamit going forward, but not retroactively, because they were expected not to have any blood. Ein Lan Kesem, they don't have a law of stain. My lab doesn't it sound like Ein Lan Kesem Klal, they don't have the law of stain at all. So when it says law, that's not what it means. Ein Lan Kesem La Freya, they don't have a stain retroactively. But they do have a concept of a stain, that if there's a stain, there's a tumah going forward.
Kesem is a darbanon, I presume, right? Just a
yes, yeah, of course, because to be a nida d'oraisa, there needs to be a hargasha, feeling with it.
It's a double darbanon. The ketem is darbanon, and the tumah is darbanon.
That's right. The retroactive tumah is only darbanon, exactly. So Gemara now asks, Michlal, for the fact that you said that it's Chibchanina ben Natignos, that means the Tanakama. The Tanakama argues with Chibchanina ben Natignos, Safar, Afilu Mafreya. That when you have a situation of a stain in one of these four women, the stain would say that there's Tum on this garment retroactively. Who would say such a thing? How could a stain be worse than a siding? The siding of blood in these women is only a tumma going forward. But now a stain means that now there's going to be a tumma on the garment even retroactively. So I said, yeah, there is such an opinion. In there is such a view. Rabbi Meir here. This is the view of Rabbi Meir. De machmir gabik samim. And he has a view that the stains create a tumma that's stronger even than a tumma created by a siding of a flow of blood. The time we look at a brisa, kol anashim, all women, kisman tamei l'mafreya. If they find a stain, not only is the garment now tamei, but they have to assume that the garment was tamei retroactively for a while. But nashim shamru chacham dayan shaitan. What about the four women that the sages say that if they have blood, they're only tamei going forward, they're not tamei retroactively, namely the pregnant woman, the nursing woman, the woman who just woman who's having her first period, the woman who's postmenopause. But if they have a kesem, kisman, if they have a stain, tamei lemafreya, it is tamei retroactively. Why? So Izzy asks why. So Rashi explains. Rashi says that a woman who we don't expect her to have blood, so if we now find blood, we say, okay, this blood just came now because we didn't expect her to have blood. But if there is a stain, we say, listen, the stain means that she checked herself and found the stain. She could have checked herself yesterday and also found the stain. Right? There's a stain here. So there's a stain. The stain means that there's a blood suddenly that's here.
Not necessarily from her.
It could, sure, maybe not from her. It's probably from her. It's a large amount. It probably is from her. So once you have a stain, then we assume it may have been here from before too.
Rabbi, when you say
Rabbi Meir, this is the view of Rabbi Meir. One second, Rabbi Chanina ben Atignos Somer. Rabbi Chanina ben Atignos says, Ashim Shamar Chacham Dayan Shaitan, these four women that the sages have said that they're not expected to have blood, and therefore if they have a sighting of blood, they're only tamei going forward, Kisman Kiri Yasan, if they have a stain, it's like seeing blood, and therefore if they have a stain, also it's only tamei going forward. Vitinoka Shehigi Yasman Aliros, now a woman who is already old enough to see blood, but she hasn't yet seen, Yesh La Kasem, if she has a stain, it has all the laws of stains, Shehigi Yasman Aliros, but if she's so young that she's not even old enough to be seeing blood, Ein La Kasem, then if she has blood around her, we don't assume it even as, doesn't have the status of a stain even going forward. And what is that age when we expect a woman to start having her period? When the days of maturation have arrived, when she's 12 years old, or when she has two pubic hairs. Yeah, question.
When you say retroactively, how far back are you talking?
24 hours, we said. Chacham said 24
only
hours.
24 hours.
Yes.
When they or see less. A thing.
No, less. That would be less than.
It could be sighting blood, or a stain could be 24
they
hours.
They don't go
too.
Back to the last time that they had their...
No, they did. No, the last time she checked the garment. Before. Last time she cleaned the garment.
Checked the garment.
Then the Mishnah says that the same way, sometimes we'll go back to the last check, if there is a woman who's checking herself before intercourse, Hamashameshas be'edim, a woman who has intercourse with checks, that she checks herself before and she checks herself after. Those checks also can break up the amount of time of going back of tumah. Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel said a chiddush. The Mishnah seems to say that the checks of a woman who's checking herself before and after intercourse have the equivalent, have the status of a bedikah, of a full check. He says no. Eich lifnei tashmish, when a woman checks herself before intercourse, einu memayit kipkida, that doesn't have the ability to reduce the amount of time going back. It doesn't have the status of a check. My time, why is the check before the intercourse not a check? Rav Katina sent me tok shemuhuma lebesa, because she is in a rush to try to get to be with her husband, so therefore it's not a check. So the Gemara says, why? V'chimuhuma lebesa may havi. So what, that she's in a rush to be with her husband? So the Gemara explains, mitok shemuhuma lebesa, because she's in a rush to be with her husband, eina machneses l'chorin l'zdakim, she's not going to put the cloth into the corner to a good check, therefore it's not considered a check at all. So the Gemara is now going to question this. It's not related to our Mishnah. Meshamesh is be'edim, a woman who, whenever she does intercourse, she checks herself before and afterwards. Harezu kipkida, that's the equivalent of a check. My lab, doesn't it sound like chad lifnei tashmish, there's one check before intercourse, chad lachar tashmish, and there's another check after intercourse. And both checks are considered a check. So Gemara says, no, lo, idividi lachar tashmish. Maybe the Mishnah is saying that the woman who's doing intercourse with checks is referring to checks after intercourse, and those are the checks that have the status of a check. What do you mean, two checks then? There's only one. No, there are two. Because echad lo v'echad la. She's checking herself after intercourse, and her husband is also checking himself after intercourse to see if there's any blood from her on him. Kedetan, as we learned in the Mishnah, derech b'nos Yisrael, it's the way of Jewish women. Misham shos b'shnei edim, when they have intercourse, they have two pieces of cloth with them. Echad lo, one for him to clean himself afterwards and see if there's any blood from her on him. Ve'echad la, and one for her to clean herself afterwards and see if there's any blood in her. So Gemara says, one second, no. Hi, Mai, how can you say this pshat in the Mishnah? If the Mishnah is talking about her checks and saying both of her checks, the one before intercourse and the one after course are checks, and they could break up the amount of time retroactively that we're going to make things tamei. It's Rechai, I understand why we need the Mishnah. I mean, I would have thought to say what Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel said. Because she's in a rush to try to be with her husband, she doesn't check herself well. And that's the Chiddush. No, it's considered a good check. I'm even going to tell me. Both checks that the Mishnah is referring to are after the act of intercourse, but one by him and one by her. So of course a check after intercourse is considered a good check. There's no rush for her, so she's going to get into all the corners and cracks. And if it's a good check, of course it should break up the amount of tumah going back in time retroactively. My answer is no. She, Ma'od, the thing would have thought to say, Shema tira tipas dam kachardo. Maybe the amount of blood that she has is tiny. It's like there's a drop of blood the size of a mustard seed that's coming out of her. And because she's checking herself after the intercourse, so it's true she has the time to check herself well, but it's after intercourse. Maybe the seed that came out from him when he went into her is covering this little drop. So therefore, I would say that maybe I shouldn't rely on her check. Kamashman, that's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. We do rely on her check after intercourse. So that's answer number one. We're going to have two other answers. Anybody say, I'll turn without tell you. Shtei bedikos. Atzuchu Rabbanan. The way to read the Mishnah is like this. The sages required her to check twice. Chad lifnei tashmish v'chad le'achar tashmish. Once before intercourse, once after intercourse. V'chi katani arezu kipkida. When the Mishnah said, this is like a check, that is ala achar tashmish. In other words, that's like the after the intercourse, that's like the check. I'm going to ask one second. Va mishameshes katani. But it says a woman who is mishameshes, a woman who does intercourse. So the Gemara says, which sounds like if she does intercourse with two checks, those checks are considered a check. Not saying that she's required to check before and after. Tani, no, you have to change the language of the Mishnah. Read it as umeshameshes, a woman who checks, woman who has intercourse, should be checking herself twice. But the check that's considered a check is only the check after the intercourse, not the check before the intercourse. The Mishnah said that a woman who checks herself with the intercourse, so those checks are also considered a check, and they would break up the amount of time of retroactive tumah. Mema'etes al yad me'es leis, they'll reduce the 24 hours, or they'll reduce the from the last check. Hashta me'es leis mema'etes, so if the check of these of intercourse is enough to reduce 24 hours, now turning to the next page, so certainly it reduces from the last check. So it says, no, there's a chiddush. Now the thing was what to say. She reduced it, this check will reduce the 24 hours. Because if we wouldn't count this check as a check, then we'll say for the last 24 hours there's a tumah. Chashabar Rabbanan, let's say to the Taurus. That's going to cause lots of Taurus to get ruined. We don't want a lot of Taurus to get ruined. But if, let's say, she checked herself in the morning, then she has intercourse at 12 o'clock, then she checks herself in the evening, and she finds blood in the evening. So now that we're going to, if we don't count the check of intercourse, so we're just ruining the tumos, the taros from evening till morning. It's not so much. It's not so much, and therefore maybe we should leave it that way and don't count the intercourse check as a check. Kamash, well, that's what we need the chiddush of the Mishnah to tell us, that even when we're dealing with an intercourse check, it's always considered a good check, and therefore it can reduce the 24 hours. It can also reduce the tumah retroactively from check to check. Then the Mishnah said, we're at the two dots, Ketzadaya Shaita. What's the case of a woman who is only tummy going forward, not tummy retroactively? Let's say one of those four women, or a woman who has a veset, regularity to her period, and she's seeing blood during her veset, as we've just learned. How does it work with Daya Shaita? So the Mishnah says, a woman sitting on a bed, she's in with Taros, she knows she's expecting her veset, she gets up, she in fact examines herself, she finds the blood, so then she's Tameh, but the Taros are Tahar. Ask the Gemara, Lamli Lamisni, Ha'isa Yosheves B'mita V'aska B'Taros. Why does it have to say she's sitting on a bed dealing with Taros? Listening, why doesn't it say, she's busy with Taros, and she knows that she's supposed to have blood now, it's the time of her period. And she separated and she saw blood. What do you have to mention the bed for? Now today the earliest time for Talis and Tefillin is 6:30. So we'll go a little bit late in the daf, and then we'll put on Talis and Tefillin after Yishtabach. Says the Gemara, Hakam Ashman, the reason why it mentioned bed is to teach us the following Chiddush. Time of the Daya Shaita. Because it's a woman who has a veset, therefore, as we learned in the Mishnah, it's like Rabbi Dosa, the tumah is only going forward, and there's no tumah retroactively. But it's to tell you, hame'es le'es, but if it would be a woman who doesn't have a veset, doesn't have a regularly expected period, she checks and finds blood, then you have to worry that maybe there was a tumah there before, maybe the blood was there from before. There is a rabbinic impurity retroactively for the last 24 hours, according to the Chachamim. You know, this rabbinic impurity is treated very strictly. Mita nami mitamya. We say that since we assume that in the last 24 hours there was really blood there, the bed that she's sitting on has the status of Medras Hanida. It gets treated like an Av HaTumah Midrabanan to such a degree that if a person touched this bed in these last 24 hours, not only is he Tameh, the clothing on him is Tameh too. The bed is so Tameh, it can make him into a Rishon LeTumah to make the clothing that he's wearing tummy too. Misael el Ze'iri, and so this Mishnah is approved to the view of Ze'iri. Ze'iri said, Amar Ze'iri, Me'es le'esha benita. When we have this rabbinic impurity of Onida finding blood inside of her, that she's now tummy retroactively for 24 hours, Osa, we looked at what she did now in the last 24 hours, and we turn the Mishkav and Moshav, the bed that she laid on and the seat that she sat on, into an Av HaTumah, into a Medras Nida, the Tamei Adam, to say that any person who touched these things, touched the bed, touched the chair, is so Tamei, the Tamei Begadim, to even make the garments on him Tamei because he touched the chair or he touched the bed.
Rabbi, this is without any emissions. It's just the fact that she's discovered that she has a bleeding.
Well, because she discovered, we assume that it was there for the last 24 hours.
Right, but not that it actually came out on the sheets or anything like
That's right. So Gemara says, one second. This whole amazing idea, right, this whole retroactive impurity is based on a suffix, right? We don't know. We don't know that there is a that there was tuma, but we're worried. Maybe there was tuma, right? It's a suffix issue, the whole retroactive tuma. So we've seen before that suffix is all derived from sota. And the only now, if you're going to compare suffix to sota,
yeah.
Sota's a human being. You can ask her. Now, maybe she won't give you the honest answer, but you can ask her what was going on. You can try to figure things out. So it should only apply to those types of tumah where you can ask someone, where there's a sentient being. So Mechti, so now let's have a question. Let's take a look. Hi, Mita, we're talking about a bed. Right? The same way we said yesterday about a loaf of bread. You can't ask a bed, did it happen, didn't it happen? The bed doesn't talk. When you have a suffix, you're not sure, you don't have certainty, and you don't have someone to ask, we should say it's always tar. So a couple of answers. Tirgamaz Iris, you explained. We're talking about this woman who now checked herself and found blood inside. She was on a bed before, and her friends were carrying her on the bed. So since her friends were carrying the bed with her on it, so then the bed is considered an extension of the friends. Since the friends are intelligent beings, the bed is considered an intelligent being. To have your lay, so then the bed is considered kiyad chavrosel, like the hand of her friends. It's considered a friend's hand, because the friends were carrying it. So as Gemara, we can give a different answer. But now the Rabbi Yochanan said, Safik tuma ba bidei adam. When we're not sure about a tumah, but where is this tumah coming from? It's coming from a person, and a person we know we can ask. Yishon aleh, that's considered a safik tumah, about something which you can ask. Afilu b'kli amunach al gabei karka, even with a utensil on the ground. So let's say you have a utensil on the ground, a big utensil on the ground, and a person says, you know, I walked by, and I was carrying a rodent. I'm not sure if I touched the utensil with my rodent or not. So even though you'll say, well, utensil's not an intelligent being, a rodent's not an intelligent being, yeah, but a person's here. He's carrying it. He's being metamiyat. So that's considered a question about an intelligent being. So here too, right, what would make this bed an avatuma if a nida was on it? Well, this is a question, is she a nida or not? It's a question about a person. So she's intelligent. So therefore, it's considered a suffix about an intelligent item. This is true. I feel a bit clear. I'm going to have gabe karka. It's kamishiyesh bodas lishoel. It's considered like a being that you can ask. But then you can say, then it could be even if her friends were not carrying her. The very fact that we're talking about a question of whether she was on the bed, whether she was tummy when she was on the bed to make the bed into a navatuma, is a question about an intelligent being. And misafek, we should be strict, because we learned from sota, and in a private domain, we are strict. Ufa, we just learned. I'm Rabbi Yochanan said, Safik tuma ba bidei adam. When there is a doubt about a tuma that's coming from a person, nishal and aleh, that's considered a doubt. That's considered a tuma that we ask about. Afilu b'kli amunach al gabei karka, even with a utensil on the ground. Kimi shiyesh bo da'as lishael. It's considered like a person that you would be ask that you're able to ask him. Basically, I'll challenge you. We learned the following about a guy. Let's say the case is a talis is tummy. Hayam is atit betalis. So he's putting on this tummy talis. What do you do when you put on a talis? You wrap yourself in it and you swing it this way, you swing it that way. Hayam is atit betalis. So a person's wrapping himself in the talis. Betaros betumos betzido. And let's say he has taros next to him. Or taros betumos lamala merosho. He has taros on top of him. Or maybe the talus is tar and he has tumos on top of him. He has tumos next to him. Safek naga is a safek. Maybe when he wrapped himself in the talus touched the taros, and the talus, which is tummy, made the taros tummy. Safek lo naga. Maybe he didn't touch them. So that's the question. Maybe he touched, maybe he didn't touch. Tahor. So the law is that the talis is, the law is that these items are tahor. The im efsher ela im kenaga. Now, if the items are so close that there's no way to wrap himself in the talis without having the talis touch the items, then it's not a suffix at all. Then it's tummy. Rav Shimon Gamliel, or Rav Shimon Gamliel says, no, we're not sure whether when he wrapped himself in this tummy talis, he touched the tar things and made them tummy. So Omer lo tameh, we tell him, do it again. Do an experiment. Do it again. Let's see now if it touches. The Shonet does it again. Omer lo, the Chacham said, no, that's not a good thing. Ain't Shonet b'taros. In regards to taros, a redo is not a way to figure things out. Okay, that is the Brisa. Now, Amai, why do we say here that if it's Safik Naga, Safik Lo Naga, it's Tahor, if we're not sure? According to your logic, that whatever is coming through a person is considered an intelligent question. And if it's an intelligent question, we should learn from Sota that it's Tamei. HaSafik Tuma Babi De Adam Hu. This is a Safik about a Tuma coming through the actions of a person. So therefore, we should say that it means Safik, it's Tamei. So Gemara said, you know what? You're right. Baminadahi, ignore that brisa. The Tani Rav Hoshaya, because Rav Hoshaya added another brisa to explain that brisa. He said like this, this question about a talus, which is tummy, and you're wrapping it, and whether you hit the tar things or you didn't hit the tar things. Pirshus Hayachid in a private domain, Sveiko Tamei. Then, Misafik, it would be Tamei. Pirshus Harabim in a public domain. The Safik would be Tahar. So you see, in fact, yes, in a private domain, the Safik would be Tameh like Sota. Because this is, in fact, a case like Sota. Gufo, we learned before, Amar Zeiri. Zeiri had said, Meis Leisha Benida, when we have the retroactive 24 hours of Tumah in a woman who's a Nida, Osa Mishkav Umosha Latameh Adam Latameh Begadim. We say that the chair she sat on and the bed she laid on over the last 24 hours has become an avatuma, so that if a person touches it, he becomes so tummy that even his garments become tummy. Ani, is that so? Vaki asa avimi bechuzai. When Avimi came from this town, bechuzai, asa vaisi masnisa biyada, he came and he brought a brisa in his hand. The brisa said like this, meis leisha benida, the last 24 hours in a nida, Mishkavu Moshava Kimaga, whatever she sits on or she laid on in those 24 hours as if she touched. My love, doesn't it mean Mamaga, just like a utensil which Anita touches. Lo mitame adam, it doesn't make a person tame, because through the touch of a utensil, the utensil becomes a Rishon L'Tumah. A Rishon L'Tumah doesn't make a person tame who touches it. Af Mishkava, so too when she lays on it, lo mitame adam, it doesn't make it tame enough to make a person tame through touch. Amarav Rava said, no, but tis, but do you think that's what's going on? Doesn't make sense. The bed that Anita lays on certainly can make a person tame. Kavachomer, it's a kavachomer. Makle cheres and bukotzmid pasul. If you have an earthenware vessel surrounded with a tight cover, hanitzol bo'olameis, that would prevent anything in the earthenware vessel from becoming impure if it's in the same tent as a dead body. Nevertheless, inonitzol b'meis leishav anita, in this rabbinic impurity of the last 24 hours of anita, we say that the clay cheres, the earthenware utensils with covers, also become tummy, because we assume that she touched them, she moved them. So therefore, mishkavos u'mushavos, when you talk about beds or seats, chenonitzol b'olamei, so if they would be in the same tent as a dead body, they become tummy. So certainly, ain't no din, so certainly, ain't nitzol b'meis leishav anita, in the 24 hours retroactive tumah of anita, they also become tummy. So the Gemara asks one second, va'avim b'chozai masnisa kamar. But Avimi from Bechozai was quoting a brisa that said that the bed of Anida, Me'es La'es, is only like the touch. And we have to reread that brisa. Mishkava Umoshava, her bed or her seat that she sat on in the last 24 hours, not that they are treated as if she touched them. They are treated Kimaga Atzma, as if a person were to touch her. Ma'maga Atzma, just like if a person touches Anida. So certainly the person who touches the nida becomes tamei and he makes the garments tamei. Af mishkava, so to her bed, umoshava, or her seat, retroactively, are a medris, they're an avatuma. Therefore, Metame Adam, Metame Begadim, they make the person Tame, to make the garments on him Tame.